My Experience with Digital Literacy by Helen Zell. Having grown up in a generation of kids who were technologically experienced, I feel at ease, even somewhat connected to the digital world. From instant messaging to social networking sites to homework, I have used the computer in different ways for many varied activities throughout my life. Although it can sometimes be a distraction, I would have to say that overall, the computer, especially the internet, has been a great source of entertainment and information for me over the years. Being a digital native has allowed me many opportunities to understand computers and make progress in my own digital literacy while technology has advanced all around me. The first time I really began using a computer was in early elementary school when I would play online games. When I was in second grade, I remember sneaking down to my computer at 1 or 2 in the morning so I could play Neopets. This online game site allowed you to play games, read articles, create your own store using HTML code for images, and even make your own profile page with some of your information. Neopets became such an addiction for me. I would play it almost every night, call my friends about it, and play it sometimes during school. In fifth grade, I even started a Neopets club. From this game, I learned how to message people through the internet, collect interest from a pretend bank, navigate a website by clicking on images and links, solve riddles, take care of virtual pets, earn Neo points, and a variety of other life skills. In school, I would use the computer for research projects involving the internet, typing programs, paint programs, Word documents, programming, and a variety of learning games. Every other day, my class would get to go to the computer lab, where we would mostly program animations on Microworlds, take typing tests, or play the Oregon Trail game. In elementary school, the Oregon Trail game and another game called Zoom Beanies were all the rage. The Oregon Trail game attempted to capture the experience of traveling along the Oregon Trail, so subconsciously, my classmates and I were learning about the Oregon Trail, but thinking we were simply playing a fun computer game. Zoom Beanies was a flashy game full of funny animations where you would try to travel across the land, but would have to play games to get by the bad guys. These games were full of math and deductive reasoning, but at the time I did not notice this. On the days I got to go to the lab, I remember always being excited to work with a computer. Even playing math games or doing a tedious report on a PowerPoint became fun simply because I got to do them on the computer. Digital literacy wasn't just a way to learn, but a fun and convenient way to do lots of activities. One of my most profound moments of technology during the 90s was the day I saw the Big Kahuna. She was a hulking 4x6-foot master hard drive for all the computers, conveniently tucked away in a mysterious closet next to the lab. One day, when a teacher opened the closet, I remember just standing there, looking up at the hard drive's massive extent of glowing lights and numerous buttons, and listening to its strange humming noise. It's strange to think that today that same system probably fits into a shoebox. I can't directly link the Big Kahuna to digital literacy, but something about this experience changed the way I view technology. Knowing that there was this big machine out there that held all the information for my school made me want to contribute to this body of knowledge. I'm not sure why the Big Kahuna impacted me so greatly, but it definitely sparked something within me that wanted to be part of the digital revolution. When I was in late elementary school and early middle school, blogging and personal websites became the next interesting thing to do. People were always using websites like Zanga, Blogspot, and Freewebs to keep all of their online activities in one place. People might post videos, blogs, links, games, and other internet-related enjoyments on their website. Having your own website started to become the new way to express yourself. I was not ever much of a blogger, but I did love creating my own website and filling it with icons, results from online quizzes, and different layouts. In later years, the computer became more of a tool for school, though, than for simply entertainment purposes. Soon came the era of instant messaging. By 6th or 7th grade, most everyone was on the computer, constantly chatting with their friends on AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Messenger. With online communicating came the thrill of bonding with people more outside of school, talking with your classmates you never would have approached in everyday life, and flirting with someone you had a crush on. Online, you could be the very best version of yourself. Sometimes I would go on Instant Messenger to ask a friend for homework help. Sometimes I would get online to procrastinate from doing homework. Always, though, I would connect with my classmates and learn things about them I would have never learned in everyday life. Online, people were way more open about their personal lives. I could stay up late talking to friends for hours, playing things like the questioning game, or just exchanging witty banter. Instant messaging became a way to open up about yourself, as well as a way to get to know others better. As I got older, social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace came onto the scene. With these came a world of profiles and endless written information, photos, videos, messages, and other expressions of self. Most parents didn't understand these sites as well as they had understood online chatting, so for a while they didn't think much of it. Only after stories of people being abducted through communications on MySpace, scandalous pictures being posted and sent by other kids to high schools, and colleges expelling students because of drinking pictures on Facebook, did parents start to become concerned. My own parents had never forbade me to use instant messaging or Facebook, or really invaded my privacy in any way, but they had warned me about being private and safe with my information. Facebook for me has always just been a great way to keep in touch with friends, share photos, ask for homework help, and communicate quickly. Now I'm in college and I'm using digital literacy to the extreme. One day I will have to blog about a video, the next I might have to listen to an audio essay. My homework assignments are all online, my papers are all written on the computer, and the PowerPoints from class are on the portal, ready to be opened. At any time I feel like I am plugged in. Snapshot. It's 7:23 p.m. and I am taking a break from homework to check Facebook. Snapshot. It's 2:31 on a Tuesday, and I'm using Bubbles to comment on a Google Docs paper for my freshman writing class. Snapshot. It's 11:47 the night before my chem lab, and I'm making a graph on Microsoft Word. Digital literacy is so convenient and available, and yet sometimes I forget that it has not always been this way, and do not take a moment to be glad I am part of this generation. As a digital native, I am very appreciative that I've gotten to be one of the first generations to really explore and understand digital literacy. Growing up using computers has been very convenient, entertaining, and beneficial to my education. I have loved using technology in the classroom to complete projects, computers at home and at my friends' houses for entertainment purposes, and the internet in general to gain access to different types of information. I am a proponent of digital literacy, and I think that advances in technology will greatly benefit the future generations.